Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's up, guys? This is Yaya Diamond. What's up? How you doing? Yay. You're listening to us on 97.5 FM Real Community Radio in Newport, Florida, as well as Bomb Baby Radio in New York City, and all of the Dream Chasers Radio, TV, and Roku, and soon to come Amazon Fire Stick, and also our 24/7 radio station, which is coming up really soon, called RealRadio247.com. You can go ahead and click. You can go ahead and put that in your browser. You'll just go straight to my webpage, but you'll see that we are working on it behind the scenes. I want to thank the author of Ask for the Ancient Paths for being the sponsor for the show today, Jessica Jones. Thank you so much for being on the show and also for sponsoring the show today. I appreciate it. Definitely, you guys, if you know about my Yaya's book club, that's on Amazon.com/shop/YayaDiamond, you will see Ask for the Ancient Past by Jessica Jones right there. And I want to thank her for sponsoring today's show. I have a wonderful show for you today. You know why I have a wonderful show for you today? Because it's almost tax season. It's coming up on us really, really fast. And we're going to need those bookkeeping people, those tax preparation people, those accountants, and all those people are going to be like clicking, and you're going to hear a bunch of different little typewriters and calculators going, well, you owe, or you getting back. You getting nothing. I mean, so it really depends on what you got to, you know, what you got to do this year, what you've done and what you're still doing. And of course, I have John Atwood on the show today. He's an MBA online bookkeeping and tax help. And I'm excited about that. So hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Yaya? Thanks for having me on the show. Glad to be here. I'm good. How about you?
Oh man, I'm excited. I'm definitely happy to have you on the show, man. Because you know, like I said, tax season comes around, everybody goes crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, people have everything in order and make everything go a lot smoother. Hopefully.
I hope so, but most people don't. I mean, think about it. Most people don't have that together. Most people just kind of fly by the wings, the seat of their pants, so they wait for their W-2s to come in, they file that, or you know what I mean? It's like, what
yeah,
do you do?
Well,
I mean, if you don't have it right, what do you do? Do you keep your receipts? I mean, how does that work?
Absolutely. You know, most individuals are going to be either a W-2 or a 1099 subcontractor, which usually means they're a sole proprietor running a small business or mid-sized business. So, you know, either way, whether you're a W-2 or a 1099, it's very important that you keep all your receipts and documentation. For example, if you have any kind of medical expenses, that you keep all those receipts and keep them in order for your tax professional to go over.
Mm-hmm. You know, the biggest thing about me, I think, is I don't know which receipts to keep. Like, I go shopping. Should I keep that receipt? You know, groceries, should I keep that receipt? Or should I keep receipts only for business things? Or, I mean, which receipts should we really keep? And which one should we just throw away?
Oh, no, I wouldn't throw away any of them. I would actually keep all of them and, you know, let your tax professional go through that. But speaking from an individual, you know, there are certain receipts that, you know, may be a little bit more important than others. You know, if you go into the dentist or, you know, your doctor, keep those receipts. And, you know, if you're a business, you want to keep every receipt. But, yeah, on both sides, you know, vice versa, keep all your receipts and let your tax person go through that. Because the tax laws have changed, you know, coming up this year.
Tell me about that, you know, tell me about that. But wait, don't tell me about that. Tell me about one thing that's on my mind for a second. The one thing that's on my mind for a second is, what if that one person I'm sure they're out there because, you know, there are people like this that keep every receipt from Walmart, every receipt from Publix, every receipt from their business, every receipt from their personal life, and they hand it over to their tax attorney. And they have thousands and thousands of dollars in food. I mean, does it really matter if you have, like, say, you have thousands of dollars in food receipts and you're a W-2? Would you get any of that back? I mean, does it matter? Because if it does, I'm going to save everything.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you know, even if you're a W-2, maybe you have a business that you're doing on the side as well, then, you know, those receipts, if you might fall under what's called the meals and entertainment, if you're buying meals for, you know, business associates, and then you definitely want to keep those meals. And you said if they're from groceries, well, maybe you've prepared meals, you know, whatever that might be, whether it's a donation to a charity or you've actually prepared some meals for some business associates. And yeah, absolutely, you'd want to keep those receipts.
Okay, but not like regular household, like, hey, we got to go get bread receipts.
Oh, no, I wish we all could do that, you know? IRS, they might frown on that, but yeah.
Yo,
all circumstances are different.
Keep that receipt.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know, I wish we could do that, yeah.
I know that's right. Man, I tell you what. That's funny, though.
That would be something.
No, I just wanted to find out, you know, because I know a lot of people think
absolutely.
That way. They're like, man, if I get, look at that 23-cent tax tip. Man, I want that back.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you know, you know, start a small business. I mean, maybe they're good at something they can do on the side, you know, even though they have a W-2. Maybe those receipts come in handy at that point.
Yeah, right. You know, there's a lot of different things that you can write off, like your office and your home, your receipts for business purposes, your car, the interest in your car, your wear and tear on your car, your mileage. I mean, there's so many different things that you can write off during the year. What has changed, though? Because, you know, what used to be is no longer.
Yeah, absolutely. Individuals have probably heard, or businesses have probably heard of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which was signed into law in December of 2017. And, you know, some of the important highlights on that is, you know, our filing statuses, you know, from 2018 to 2019 have actually increased. So for example, if you're single, your standard deduction goes up $200, which kind of means that's going to be more money back into the taxpayers' pockets. Tax cuts and jobs. Yeah, everybody likes that. Everybody wants to hear that. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But they're up for everybody.
Man. Hold on a second. Go ahead. He says not for everybody. Wait. Hold on a second. What? What'd you say, Willis?
Yeah, I remember that show. I remember that show back in the day. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, they're up for everybody. They're up for everybody, you know, a few hundred dollars on your standard deduction. So that means more money back in your pocket to go out there and buy those groceries.
You know, at times are hard, even harder than what it used to be. You know, there's a lot of different statistics that are going up that saying that you have to make a certain amount of money to live in this town. And if you don't, you're homeless. There's so many homeless people out there. And then paycheck to paycheck people. What, you know, as a bookkeeper, you know, okay, let's just say that the person really doesn't need that money. And that's just extra money coming in. What do you advise that they do to get ahead and to have that particular refund work for their advantage?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different there's a difference between, you know, what's refundable and what's not refundable based on whether it's a tax credit or a tax deduction. You know, if it's a tax credit, you know, individuals get those too confused. But the tax credit means that it's it could be either non-refundable or it could also be refundable depending on, you know, the type of credit. And then your deduction is non-refundable, but that will reduce the amount of income that you have before your tax is owed. So two different things there. But you know, one of them on the credit side is, you know, the child tax credit, that's up, you know, from last year, and you know, you can get back, you know, up to $2,000, And so that's a positive, if you have a child or, or if you have a
Up to what age?
child up to the age of 17, up to the age of 17.
Oh.
And
Okay.
also
And once they
child
turn
independent
17,
care credit.
you
Correct.
can't
Yeah,
claim them after
that
17?
disappears. Well, that would disappear under your child tax credit, yes. But there's one
What if
if your
they
child
were
is under 13.
17? Right. What if they were under 17 the beginning of the year and they turn 17 in the middle of the year? Do you still get a partial tax credit?
Absolutely. That's a good question.
Okay.
You do actually. You get credit for those months that they were not, that they were under age 17.
Gotcha. Wow. And so, okay, so you have all the tax credits, you have all those things. What about the people that, are W-2 and they're 1099?
Oh, absolutely. So that's, those individuals that are W-2s, of course, their employer's taking out those taxes. But if they're 1099, that means they're probably running a small business as a sole proprietor, meaning that they have their own business. Say maybe they're doing, I don't know, internet sales, or they're working in construction, however, whatever the case may be. But, as a 1099, they're going to be able to probably have some deductions as far as, like you mentioned earlier, the car expenses, advertising, those different types of things, or like you mentioned also earlier, the meals and entertainment.
Right. So we should keep all those receipts, basically, or
Absolutely.
keep record of it.
Absolutely.
You know,
Keep record of
a
them.
lot of the Right, a lot of the stuff that like as an entertainer myself, if I were to get gas to go to the show, I put it on my card. And so what I do on my statements is I just circle it and date it and put, this is where I went on this day. Would that be sufficient enough, or do you have to keep the receipt?
Oh, absolutely. So there's two different ways of doing it. You can keep the receipt, or you can use your bank statements.
I gotcha.
One thing you want to do though is if you're, a 1099 or, you're having your own business, is to keep a separate bank account for the business. So that way, everything related to that account, the income and expenses, is all business related. It's not very good to commingle that with your personal account. So it's better to have that separate account.
I have to say this, and starting off a business and doing all the things that we do, it's kind of hard to separate it when you count on the income for your food. So it's like
Yeah, it can be.
you got to pay yourself, and that's where you have to do I forgot what it's called, employee taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. That raises a good question. These self-employment taxes that need to be filed, those come up, yeah, if you're, self-employed, and those taxes are, they can lead to some penalties if they're not paid and filed, and they can. Just there's some roles involved in that as well.
So a lot of people do not separate that, and I know that I talked to a tax attorney before, and he said, if you're doing spontaneous stuff and just here and there, just add that to your taxes as a self-employment part, a business part on your regular taxes that you can add. Is that something that could be done?
Yeah, well, the way, in brief, how it works is that if you, you're going to have your regular 1040, which we're all pretty familiar with, and then you'll have a separate statement, financial statement, which is a Schedule C, and then that comes into play onto your 1040, and then that net income, will come on the 1040 at that point. I think that's what it sounds like you were mentioning.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of different ways to do this. And I mean, when a person is just trying to get ahead, usually
Oh, yeah.
they don't have a separate account. I mean, there is ways to keep your receipts and just kind of come up with maybe an LLC or a DBA or something like that until you get to the point where you can pay your employee taxes. Because I remember when I was making a lot of money back in the day, I had separate accounts, and every 3 months I had to pay my own employee taxes because I was an employee of my company. So there's different ways to do it. I hated it though. Oh my gosh, it was a lot of money. But it was like, so, you know, but again, there's all different kind of ways. So I think that most people need to really talk with you and get with you and see what they need to be doing so that they don't get penalized, so that they can keep good records and they can keep a good tax relationship and a healthy tax relationship and bookkeeping at the end of the year. It's very important, you know, when it comes down to it, if you really want to keep your money.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it comes down to, you know, keeping track of all those expenses and making sure you're getting all the credits and deductions, whether they're refundable or non-refundable, that you're entitled to reduce the your income, adjust your income, and therefore at the end of the day, you know, hopefully pay less tax that you're entitled to.
Definitely. Definitely. I want to thank you so much, John, for being on the show. Where can people reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. If people want to reach me, they can, you know, visit my website at www.businessmasteratwood.com, or they can send me an email at info@businessmasteratwood.com, or they can give me a call directly at 210-816-1035.
Awesome. You know, I have so many more questions, but I always have questions. That's probably why I am a good talk show as a host.
There you go. There you go. You're in the business of
Pick my
talk
brain.
shows.
John, if there was something if there was something that I didn't cover or something that you'd like to tell the listeners about the taxes or something very important that they shouldn't overlook, please do so right now because I mean, you know, I'm sure there's more to this.
Oh, there's a lot more, Yaya. But you know, one of the main things I want to say is that, you know, in the past, you were penalized if you didn't have, you know, the affordable health care insurance under that act. But you know, coming up this year, you know, you're not going to be penalized if you don't have health care insurance. And you know, that's a hard one because, you know, like, it's hard for people to afford insurance, health insurance. It's expensive these days.
It definitely is. I know. Definitely. Well, thank you so very much for being on the show, John. I appreciate it. You guys out there, reach John at it says business master at wood, right? Dot
Yes,
com.
ma'am. Yes,
So
ma'am.
business
There you
master
go,
at wood.com. I wanted to make sure I said that right because it's all running into each
yeah.
other and I need glasses.
Oh, well, keep those receipts.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Thank you,
There
John.
you go.
It's been
Thanks,
a
Yaya, for
pleasure.
having me. Yeah, it's a
Oh, it's
pleasure.
been such a
Hope to be
pleasure.
back
Are
on
you gonna have to
sometime.
come back on?
Yeah,
Definitely, you gotta
absolutely.
be back on. We're gonna need you. We're gonna need you. We're gonna
I
need
hope
you.
so. I hope so. I
Oh
hope
my gosh,
so.
it's November. Guys,
It's already
2019 is almost
November.
over.
Yeah,
Oh
we're gonna hit
gosh.
January
Okay.
soon, and those
I know.
tax statements are coming out from your employer.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right then, John. Thank you so much for being on the show. And you guys, thank you so much for being an avid listener of Dream Chasers Radio right here on the Dream Chasers Radio and TV networks. I appreciate every single last one of you. Hey, don't forget that you gotta get it together. Don't forget about tax season that's coming up. April 1st will come around. Was it 15th? April 15th, sorry, will come around because I get everything done before April 1st. So April 15th will come
That's
around
good.
soon enough, and it'll be like, oh my gosh, tax season. Tomorrow, and I've done that. Okay, so I have a schedule now. So don't do that. Don't do what I used to do. Be better than that. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you again, and don't forget to what? Dare to be different.
I didn't do the difference. I didn't do the difference. I didn't do the difference.